Our first feature this week finds out what tourists discover when they visit Norwich. She may be a Norfolk girl at heart, but Jessica Long has always fancied doing a sightseeing bus tour around her home city. Here are some of the things she learnt along the way, and it's read by George MacPierce.
From the castle to the cathedral, there are plenty of impressive sights to see in Norwich. But what is it that people find out about the city when they visit? Being a Norfolk local, I've always asked myself that question when I've seen the bright red Norwich sightseeing bus drive around the city, packed with tourists. Armed with a camera and my map, I decided to play tourist for the afternoon and board the tour bus on Theatre Street. Philip, the bus driver, greeted me and explained that the guided tour would last 45 minutes and there would be a chance to hop off at 9 stops, including Elm Hill and Mousehold Heath. With the sun shining on a very pleasant May morning, I took my seat on the top deck of the bus, where I was joined by a mother and son from Mulbarton, and a couple from Kent, and a couple of people from Lancashire who were holidaying in Great Yarmouth. At exactly 1:30 the hour, we were all off on our journey of discovery. A quick introduction to the history of Norwich as a medieval city was something that I was already aware of, but very soon I heard the first facts of many which made me sit up and really pay attention. According to the commentary, the Marks and Spencer's store on Rampant Horse Street is the second biggest in the country, with only a store in London beating it for size. The bus then turned into Red Lion Street, and at the end of the tour, Philip told me that due to changes on that road, they have to adapt the tour. He said, "We had to change the commentary going past Debenhams because with cars no longer allowed down there, we get through it much faster and we're always ahead of the commentary." The famous landmarks of Norwich Castle and the Anglican Cathedral were next on the agenda before a trip along Gurney Road and up to Norwich Prison on Mousehold Heath. It was the prison that surprisingly caused the most excitement for the whole tour. Not for its famous inmates such as Tony Martin or Ronnie Biggs, but for the stunning view of the city outside the Café Britannia. On the way back towards the city centre, it became apparent that Norwich really is known for two things, pubs and churches. I lost count of the number of times an important medieval church was mentioned, and after getting off the bus, visitors would know where to go for a beer with the Bell Hotel and the Murderers, just two of Norwich's pubs to get a starring role. The tour ended by going right back to the beginning of Norwich's existence, with tales of the medieval city walls and details of how body parts of executed criminals were hung off the city gate, which is now St. Giles Roundabout. There was also the gruesome details of how victims of the Black Plague were buried in Chapperfield Gardens. As I clambered off the bus after the history lesson, I did feel like I'd learnt an abundance of things about my local city. I found out facts about Norwich, which I would never have thought to discover if I'd not been on the bus. One of the tourists from Lancashire said to me, "These bus tours are just great because they tell you so much information about the place you wouldn't find out if you're just walking around." And I could not agree more. 10 Norwich facts tourists learn on the bus that you may not know. Number 1. Norwich has more surviving medieval churches than London, York and Bristol combined. Number 2. The Assembly House was home of the Army Camouflage School during the Second World War. 3. The last public execution to be held at Norwich Castle was in 1867. They used to hang body parts of the dead on the city gates, which is now St. Giles's Roundabout. Number 4. In the Victorian era, there were 27 boroughs in the city. Number 5. The Angel of Peace Memorial at the junction of Market Avenue and Castle Meadow was called the Angel of Kissing in the Second World War, as it was where American soldiers would meet Norfolk girls for a date. Number 6. The Cow Tower was the first building in Norwich to be made entirely of bricks when it was built in the 4th century. Number 7. In 1993, the Norwich City became the first English team to beat Bayern Munich in Munich in a famous 2-1 UEFA Cup victory. Number 8. The Castle Wall Shopping Centre cost $145 million to build when it opened in 1993. 9. The Italian marble inside Surrey House, home of Aviva in Norwich, was originally destined for Westminster Cathedral, but ended up in Norwich due to logistical problems. And number 10, Julian of Norwich, in 1395, Book of Revelations of Divine Love, was the first book written in the English language by a woman.